Today is the Sunday within the octave of Christmas. The epistle to be read today is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians chapter 4. Brethren, as long as the heir is a child, he differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed by the Father. So we also, when we were children, were serving under the elements of the world, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem them who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons of God, God hath sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore now he is not a servant, but a son, and of a son, an heir also through God. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. At that time, Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, were wondering at those things which were spoken concerning him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and for the resurrection of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be contradicted. And thy own soul a sword shall pierce, that out of many hearts thoughts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was far advanced in 8 years, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow until 84 years, who departed not from the temple, by fastings and prayers, serving night and day. Now she at the same hour coming in confessed to the Lord and spoke of him to all that looked for the redemption of Israel. After they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong, full of wisdom, and the grace of God was in him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Behold, this child is set for the fall and for the resurrection of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be contradicted, and thy own soul a sword shall pierce. Words taken from today's Gospel, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, there is an extraordinary and even familiar story about Saint Jerome, one of the early fathers of the Church. Saint Jerome was born in what is now present-day Croatia. He lived in Rome for many years and was even the personal secretary to Pope Saint Damasus I. But after the death of Saint Damasus, he left Rome and spent the last 20 years of his life living in Bethlehem. He actually lived in the grotto where Christ was born. He lived there until his death in the year 420. Today, his relics are interred in the Basilica of St. Mary Majors in Rome, in which basilica is also kept the manger or the crib of Bethlehem. But one Christmas night, St. Jerome was in prayer, kneeling over the very spot where the Christ child had been born. And there, as he contemplated the birth of Christ, the humility of the Son of God made man, suddenly the infant Jesus appeared to him, resplendent with light. As St. Jerome looked upon him with wonder and joy, the divine infant said to him, Jerome, what dost thou give me today for my birthday? The divine infant, he answered, I give thee my heart. That is well, Jesus said, but give me something else. Saint Jerome said, I give you all my prayers. I give you all the affection of my heart. That is better, Jesus said to him. But Jerome, he said, there is still something more I want from you. Saint Jerome responded, I give thee all that I have. I give thee all that I am. And Jesus said, Jerome, there is still something more you haven't given me that I desire very much that you give to me. Saint Jerome was filled with an anguish and cried out, Divine Infant, I have nothing more. What is it that you still wish that I should give to you? And the Divine Infant Jesus said to him, Jerome, give me your sins. Saint Jerome, taken back a bit, asked him, What will you do with my sins? And the little divine infant Jesus said to him, Jerome, give me your sins that I may forgive all of them. And with these words of the infant Savior, Saint Jerome began to weep tears of joy. Now, today's gospel, my dear friends, takes us to the presentation of Jesus in the temple. It takes us 40 days after Christmas. And while it speaks of the peace and the joy of Christmas, the peace and the joy of the birth of Christ, still this gospel contains a note of deep sadness. The church places this gospel in the midst of the joyful celebration of Christmas. And she does this to remind us that this child lying before us in the manger is going to one day suffer and die for us on account of our sins. For the Holy Ghost declared through the mouth of Simeon the prophet that this child is set for the fall and the resurrection of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be contradicted. In other words, this child is going to suffer very much. And so he did. When you consider, my dear friends, the world contradicted him in everything. It contradicted him. It went against him with his doctrines. Instead of believing that he was the Son of God and Savior of the world, despite all the great miracles he performed, the world accused him of blasphemy. The world contradicted him in his reputation. He was of noble birth, a descendant of King David, and yet he was despised as an impostor, and he was called a carpenter's son. The world contradicted him in his knowledge. He was wisdom itself. He spoke things that the world had never heard, and yet they treated him as if he were an ignorant fool. Our Lord was thus accused of many things. He was called a madman. He was called a drunkard. Scripture says he was called a glutton as well. He was called a friend of sinners. He was even called a sorcerer, a heretic. And one day he was even accused of being possessed by an evil spirit and working with the devil. And thus he suffered much, because words can hurt. And he suffered much from these words. And as if that were not enough, he also suffered from poverty, from hunger, and from an exhaustion in his labors. He was betrayed and abandoned by his closest friends. He was unjustly condemned to death, and he was made to suffer the scourging, the crowning with thorns, the carrying of the cross, and then being painfully nailed to that cross upon which he died after 3 hours of unspeakable agony. But all the humiliations, all the contradictions, all the sorrows and trials of his life, and the terrible sufferings of his passion, he would uncomplainingly endure on account of our sins and for love of us. And all of this so that we would and we could be forgiven. That is how much Jesus Christ loves us. That is why, my dear friends, we can and we ought to have such a confidence in Him and His Sacred Heart. Today, my dear friends, the bloody vision of the cross has been unexpectedly mingled with the joyful scene of the manger, reminding us that this tender infant of Bethlehem is the divine Lamb of Calvary, destined to die for our sins. So you see, the crib and the cross are closer to each other than we might think. And as the divine infant asked Saint Jerome for his sins so that he might forgive them, so does he ask us, as it were, for our sins so that he might forgive them. This he does in particular in confession. But as we begin a new year this week, let us resolve, especially if we have been lax in this regard, to make confession, the forgiving of our sins, and the devout reception of Holy Communion a most important part of our lives. Even as we do our part of being faithful to daily prayer, especially the Holy Rosary, which is that lifeline thrown out to us, as it were, from the Blessed Virgin Mary to keep us close to the Sacred Heart. Let us resolve of patiently striving to bear our daily cross for the love of God, and keeping out of our hearts, keeping out of our homes, what we call the free occasions of mortal sin. May Mary Immaculate, whose own soul was pierced by a sword of sorrow, and Saint Joseph, who heard this prophecy of Simeon, may they obtain for us the grace to always know, love, and serve our divine Savior faithfully, even unto the very end of our lives. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.